Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Welcome to Life Plan. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Sarah Stanich. Sarah, are you ready to do this?
I am ready.
All right, let's go. Sarah is an MBA, a CFP, a CDFA, and a CEPA. She's the founder and president of Cultivating Wealth, helping entrepreneurs navigate through life events. Sarah, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, why you do what you do.
Okay. I mean, personally, I am a business owner. I'm a financial planner. I'm a mom. I have three kids in school, a 14 new high schooler and 8-year-old twins. So, you know, I'm busy with family responsibilities. I live out in the Long Island, at the end of Long Island, in Montauk, which is a place a lot of people have been to. It's a great place to live, but it's a place I've been going to for 20 years, like on the weekends. But then, as luck would have it, we decided to move out here full time, but as luck would have it, right before the pandemic. So it's been a good place for our family.
Love it when
timing.
Good
place for my business.
Love it when timing actually works. Correct.
Yeah.
It doesn't always. Sometimes things work out perfectly. Sometimes they work out terribly. Sometimes it's right in the middle. But it seems to me that we as culture, society, were asking a lot of questions during the pandemic and have carried that on. And going through these different life events and transitions, how is that? Obviously, you made a big one, but how are other people? How are the people you serving looking and thinking about that?
Yeah, it's so important, and it's so hard to make big decisions, big life decisions, when you feel like you're on your own. And so I think that that's something that financial planners can really do, is provide support for our clients in making these like really important life decisions. And I think that the velocity of all of that really increased as a result of the pandemic. I think that a lot of people took a look at their life and thought like, okay, is this where I want to spend my time and my days? And, you know, do I want to live here? Do I want to work at this job? You know, do I want to move? And just all those sorts of decisions, they're life decisions, but they're also financial decisions that can benefit from a financial plan. And that's a lot of what we do. And I love our work. I feel really, really grateful to be able to help clients in this way.
And it's an interesting thing that we can go years, decades, an entire life, just having in the back of our mind, this isn't exactly what I want, but it's pretty close. So, you know, maybe I'll think about really making change tomorrow, next week, next quarter, next year, 10 years from now. Yeah. So that it was hastened by that.
Yeah.
But you don't just want to make a decision capriciously. You want a smart one, like the decision you made. You want to make sure you have all the different variables considered.
Yeah. I mean, these are like, you know, very impactful decisions. Like there was an uptick in people getting divorced, or, you know, the great resignation, you know, of people deciding like, okay, I don't want this. I don't need this job. I could start a business. I could, you know, do something else. I want to spend more time with my family or what have you. And there's just been a lot of decisions like that. And I think that people realize that the word of like financial planning is kind of getting out, that it's not just about like, okay, here's an insurance policy and a mutual fund. It's more about, you know, how are your savings and investments, you know, going to impact your life. And it's a really cool thing to see.
Yeah, for sure. And that's just a lot of the ways that we like to think about things as human beings, or maybe it's an American thing. It's like, okay, my money's over here, and then I'm going to make life decisions over here. But when you really do step back, that doesn't make a lot of sense, because everything is touching everything and it's all integrated. And in a perfect world, you would take all these things into consideration.
Yeah. I mean, we're not therapists, but people do, you know, often use the phrase like, oh, thank you for your support, you know? And so I do think that that's part of a big part of what we do. And, you know, when it comes down to it, we have more experience in these matters. I mean, we've looked at, and I say we, because we have a team. There's five women in my firm, and we work with over 100 clients at any given time. But, you know, we've looked at hundreds of budgets, or, you know, helped, you know, many dozens of people through the divorce process, or looked at, you know, company stock plans, or you know, focusing on retirement, what have you. But I think that it's very important when you're making this big decisions to have like an objective third party that you can you know, you can bounce ideas off of, you can get, you know, confirmation of your plan, and, you know, maybe like let you know what you don't know as you're making these life decisions.
I think it's really possible to, it's 100% possible for us to change our lives and to make these decisions to do just about anything that we want. If you want to live in a different city in the state you're in, or if you want to live in a different country, all these things are possible, but really hard without that support. And to have somebody that you can use as a sounding board to point out different things that, you know, blind spots that we all naturally have, because the world of personal finance, it's not impossible by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a lot. And so there's things that maybe I haven't been thinking about that somebody like you can help me to point out. And so just going through that process and being proactive is probably a really, really important thing. And you'd probably like to hear about, hey, Sarah, I'm thinking about making this decision, versus, hey, Sarah, I made this decision.
Oh, yeah. Which happens all the time with our clients is, oh, by the way, you know, I bought a car. I meant to tell you, but, or, you know, or even other decisions as well. But I mean, in general, our client relationships, they last many years. I mean, I've got clients that I've been working with since I came into the industry in 2007, 2008. So, I mean, they're definitely long relationships. And so, you know, it gives us an opportunity to really get to know people and grow with them over time.
So as I am trying to evaluate, I want to honor my emotions and the way I feel about things, and then I want to also honor the actual numbers and the rational part of my brain, because I can get really sick of a job and want to quit, but that probably doesn't necessarily, maybe that doesn't make sense. So what are some of those key variables or things that you say, okay, that's great, George, I hear that you're frustrated with what you're doing, or maybe you feel like you're stuck or you want to do something new. Let's take a step back and just keep things in perspective.
Yeah, a couple things we like to do. One is starting on cash flow of like your current life. And so what does it cost? So I don't like to use the word budget too much. People have a negative reaction to that. But understand that people can agree that they need to know, what does it cost to run my life? And so you can figure that out by looking at history. You know, you could look at the last few months of transactions, and we do that for a client, and look at like, okay, here's what you're spending now. And okay, is there room left for savings, investments, these other, you know, goals and ideas that you have? But the flip side of that, so that's kind of looking backward a little bit, is looking forward. And, you know, getting people to think a little bit about, where do they see themselves in the future? And I think that something like retirement, or, you know, 10, 20 years in the future for some clients, that's too hard to visualize. But the thing I like to do is what they call the airport test, which it's like focusing on a more like a 5-year time frame. And so just imagine, you know, we haven't seen each other in a long time, and we run into each other at the airport, and it's like, oh, hey, George, you know, good to see you. You know, it's been so long. What have you been up to? And think about how you would answer that question and say, my things are great. You know, my life is great. And it's like, kind of like, oh, where do you live? What kind of work are you doing? Like, how old are your kids now? What, you know, so sort of answering some questions about, okay, what would need to be happening for me to say 5 years from now, awesome, I'm doing great. You know, like so much has happened since last time I saw you. And I think that can be kind of a clarifying exercise. And there's different ways to do it. It's like, okay, running into each other at the airport or writing a letter, like, you know, oh, we haven't, I thought I'd write to you. I haven't written to you in 5 years. And sometimes we'll ask clients to do that. And I think they enjoy it.
Yeah. I think that is a good time frame. Cause it's really hard. Like, oh, what do you want to do 30 years from now? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's so abstract, but 5 years. And I love the idea of the airport, and certainly writing a letter. What jumped into my mind is I used to have people that would write these wonderful kind of Christmas updates or holiday updates. You know, this is what my family's been up to. And people probably still do that, but the couple really stand out. And mm-hmm. What a great exercise if you were sending that, you know, 5 Christmases or whatever holidays. I don't know why I'm struggling with that. If you're sending it 5 Christmases from now, because Christmas is a date that happens, whether you celebrate it or not, what would you want to be expressing? I think that people would probably really enjoy that exercise.
Yeah. I mean, another thing that we do for our clients is we use a timeline looking in the future. And I find that most people are visual thinkers. I know that I am. And so a lot of financial advisors are kind of, you know, numbers people. And it's like, okay, here's a spreadsheet full of numbers, and people don't just connect that to their life. But if we look at a timeline of your life events and your financial events on one sheet of paper, like, okay, here's how old I am now. Here's, you know, when I can apply for Social Security. Here's when I'm planning to retire. Here's when my mortgage is going to be paid off. You know, here's when my kids graduate from high school. Sort of putting all those events on one sheet of paper, one timeline, is a very clarifying exercise. And so this sort of focus on life events, I think it provides a lot of focus for financial planners as well, is because these are the moments of truth. These are the times that our clients need us and the times that we can really provide the most value.
What a cool exercise that is. It's so simple, but to actually see, here's the next, you know, couple of years, and my kids are 6 and 3, and oh my goodness, you know, James is going to be in junior high, and I can actually
see
it.
Putting the age when your kids graduate from college is like, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah, but it's a brilliant in its simplicity right there. So what a cool exercise for everybody who's listening to just take pen and paper and kind of go through that.
Yeah.
Cathartic, terrifying, all at the same time.
Yeah. And actually, on that note, I mean, a lot of what we do as financial planners, people can do on their own. I mean, there's tons of information available on the internet. But people do get stuck, and it can be really helpful to have an objective third party. And of course, you know, we do that type of work.
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to screw things up, right?
Yeah.
People are, you know, and that's for good reason. Well, I will sometimes casually talk about financial plan being pretty straightforward. There are a ton of ways to make really, really terrible decisions with investments and taxes and so many different things. So
or having no decision. I mean, sometimes people just don't act, you know, you know, just continue sort of going with the status quo. But, you know, working with an outsider can help inspire action to happen, progress.
I'm confident that it's going to be different for everybody, but some people probably come to you and they say, I don't want to do any of this stuff. Just help me with it. Some people say, you know what? I can definitely just see immense value. And cause I'd like to do all this stuff or a lot of it on my own, but having a sounding board, how Do you find that that changes, that as people become and learn more about it, that they want to take on more of it, or does it always just depend?
I mean, there are different mindsets that people have. I mean, some people really are kind of a do-it-yourself, you know, type of mentality. And sometimes we do work with those people, but we'll tend to do that on like almost like a project basis of like, okay, we're sort of confirming the plan that they already have, or they want to share with their spouse and make sure that they're not, you know, they know what they don't know type of thing. And so we'll work with people on like a flat fee or a project basis. We don't do hourly. I don't do that anymore just because it just takes more hours than people think it's going to take. Mm-hmm. But I would say more of our relationships are long-term, where they actually sort of already know that like this doesn't come naturally to them, but they don't enjoy it. They're busy with their work, their business, their family, their life, and they really want they want someone to like do it for them. So those tend to be more of our relationships. And I guess if you use the 80-20 rule, it's like kind of 80% the sort of, you know, long-term supportive type of relationship, and 20% where it's more like, okay, like let's confirm and move on, and you know, let's finish this project. Maybe I'll come back and see you in a few years, but you know, for now I feel like I need what I know what I need to know going into this particular life event. And so it could be a divorce, it could be going into retirement, it could be making a move geographically, those type of projects.
Yeah, I love it. So I always want people to get closer to the life that they want sooner rather than later. So what do you say to people who it's something has been nagging at them, or it's been the kind of in the back of their mind, a decision they've been thinking about or really kicking around, to maybe catalyze a yes or a no?
It's a great question. I do think that sometimes people want us to tell them what to do. Mm. And so, you know, if something has been at the back of your mind for a long time, sometimes it's years. I mean, sometimes it's like, okay, people have been thinking about this idea for years. It can be helpful to have an outsider say like, okay, these are the pros and cons of this idea. These are the, you know, opportunities and risks, you know, different ways to look at it. And here's what I think you should do. And that can be, you know, really helpful to take action of like, okay, someone who knows about this stuff can see like the risks in this idea and also the benefits, and okay, now I can take an action. And we do try and be action oriented of like, okay, you know, what do you need to do in the next 3 months, 1 year, 5 year, and so on.
I love it. That makes a ton of sense. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Where can people learn more about you, and how can they engage with you?
Yeah. So our website is cultivatingwealth.com, and we're actually just revamping this week. I'm super excited. So cultivatingwealth.com, our process, the first thing we do is a free introductions call with people. It's just 15 minutes. You can schedule directly on my calendar or one of my colleagues, one of the other financial planners in our firm. We start off with just a free 15-minute call, see what's on your mind. And then if you know, you're interested in working together, we do another free call that's a consultation, but we ask you to prepare by providing some more documents, background about your financial life.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Sarah your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to cultivatingwealth.com and take advantage of that free initial conversation with Sarah or somebody from her team. You know, particularly as we've all got some idea in the back of our mind that we're interested in maybe thinking about making an important change. And that'll be a good opportunity for you to find out if that's a good fit. So thanks again, Sarah.
All right. Thanks so much, George. Have a great day.
You as well. And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.